Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for early November 2025. This is Jen.
And I'm David.
So we have, you know, every time we say it's not going to be a long episode, it ends up being like an hour and a half episode because we go off on some tangent. But
yes.
I feel like it might not be a long episode. And the fun thing about saying that is that listeners will already know if it's going to be a long episode.
Yes, they know our fate.
Not, by how long?
Well, we started this out thinking like, oh, these will be like half hour long episodes. No.
Yeah, this is one of those, and this is one of those weeks where it's really just like there's nothing big going on.
No.
The biggest thing is the Stranger Things collab. New Stranger...
Yes.
Oh my god, it looks so good.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, if you've been in Target recently, you've seen a shitload of Stranger Things things.
So, like, and it's, like, not out for a month.
The day the news dropped, I was in Target, and I hadn't heard the news, but I saw they already had toys of the van in stores. And then I come home and find out, oh, there's a transforming one. It's like, well, it's a good thing I didn't pick up that van for the show that hasn't aired. I'm still confused. How the hell did they miss Halloween? Like, is the last episode a Christmas episode or something?
I want to say something. It might start with something happening on Thanksgiving. There's apparently, like, an opening out there that I haven't watched yet because I want to go in blind.
Oh, yeah, the trailer came out. I didn't watch the trailer.
So, yes, his name is Frequency, with a pun on freak. He is a radio station van. He's got a little buddy called, I believe it's supposed to be 8-Tracks, and I think the In-Tracks, I think the In-Tracks is a typo. I want to say that some other marketing release stuff had him as 8-Tracks, because that makes a lot more sense. But he's sort of a laser-beaky sort of bird that, and it's like the mascot that's part of the van deco, too, that turns into a cassette that goes into the robot mode's belly.
Not just a cassette.
An 8-track. Yes.
Which, like, that's going to be fun explaining to people.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those things that.
I mean, it's hard enough to explain cassettes to young people.
It's like
explaining what the fuck an 8-track is. Okay, you can't rewind it.
Older, bigger cassettes.
Well, then how do you listen to it again? You flip it over.
Older, larger cassettes.
It sounds so made up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My parents had an 8-track recorder that they didn't get rid of until, like, the early 90s.
Oh.
Because
this
is what I inherited.
The dad had a truck with an 8-track, so that was like my mom's car had a cassette player, dad's truck had an 8-track, and it was just weird.
And also, he comes with a rubber chicken that turns into a gun.
Yes! Like, he's a neat van thing with, like, a long torso. It's nice to have a van with a long torso.
Mm-hmm.
They always seem to be squat. Well, mostly so he can hold the 8-track. And this rubber chicken gun that looks like it came out of Beast Wars, like it's somebody's gut gun.
It does kind of have that gut gun kind of design going on. So are you a Stranger Things watcher?
Oh, yeah. Didn't this come up in a previous episode that we recorded a while ago?
Maybe. Probably.
That like, yes, I love the first season. Wasn't so great on the second season, although good character work. It's just, oh, more of the same. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And the third season in the mall, that shit was great.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth season, yes and no. I mean, bits of it bothered me, but there were so many good. Like, the song. What the hell was the song?
Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush.
Yes. Freaking, I got that in the radio the other day, and it's like, oh, I want to speed. That's so fun.
Like, yes, the song.
Yeah. So I'm not that I think we need a fourth season, although, how it ended, but, like, they could have easily made it the last season, but that's pretty much every season.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm mildly excited for one more season and wrap it up. These kids are getting real old.
Yeah.
They should be in college.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fine 80s tradition of having teenagers played by 30-year-olds.
Yes, but they've been doing it for 3 seasons over a decade.
Yeah. But, I've been listening to other Transformers fan community people just be like, oh, I haven't watched any of the Stranger Things stuff, and I'm like,
really? Like, that part's confusing, because Stranger Things is so targeted at children of the 80s.
It is, and I'm just like, some of you guys did not read It at an inappropriate young age, and it shows.
I mean, I never read It, I just saw the TV movie, and that was enough for
I
me.
I absolutely read it when I was like 13.
I didn't need the bad part.
Oh, I read the bad part when I was 13.
I haven't even watched the second remake movie because I heard it's bad.
I need to watch that, but that's not because I heard it was bad or anything. It's just that
Did you see the first one?
Yes.
First one's good.
It's just that I am bad at getting around to watching things. So
I just didn't care because it's the Flash Forward that's the adults. I don't give a shit. It's the... Oh, weird. It's the Goonies part that works better.
But also, the van is notably something that is new for the next season. So it's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, because when I first saw it, it's like, what the fuck is that?
But also a spoiler that's on all the merch.
It's a spoiler of a vehicle.
Well, it's a spoiler that's in all the merch.
Yeah.
So there is... I was just at GameStop, and there was the van with a little action figure of Steve. So I guess Steve is working at the radio station.
He got a new job.
And having to be a... I do kind of like that every season he gets a new terrible job. So...
Yeah?
I mean, I guess the video store wasn't terrible. The ice cream shop was kind of terrible, but...
Yeah, the ice cream shop sucked.
I like that we've got this running thing with his jobs. So, yeah, and it does look like... It looks like such a good toy that it really makes me wish that the Transformers team got to do more new characters. Because you could do an entire thing that's just like vans that turn into guys that would be in that kind of van.
Yeah, like, still waiting on that Mr. T crossover van.
You could have a science van, or with the science guy, or I'm trying not to take this in the pedo van direction, but
we got the
all kinds of vans. You could have a repair van.
Back to the Future. I saw the Back to the Future toy at my local comic book shop last time I was in there.
Oh, Gigalot?
I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I never got that one. I might get it next time I go back.
I don't know if I've told this story. I have to have told this story on the podcast at some point. Mm-hmm. But I'm like one of only a couple people who found Gigalot at Ross.
Ooh, lucky.
And it was the numbered version, too.
Ooh.
It was, and I have a photo of myself holding it. I mean, it's just like my hand... And the background is the shelf at Ross, and he's got the Ross sticker. But I did take a picture of him in the store and bought him. And I went out on a... Because there was not one near my house at the time, but there was one near my work. And it's close enough that I could just duck out there on a lunch break. And so I saw someone posting that they had found Gigalot at Ross. I was like, I'll duck out over there and see what I can find. And they had one. And then no one else reported finding because I fully expect there to just... there have just been, like, a wave of people finding them. But no. So that's fun. But yeah, he's a good toy. I don't have a lot of the collabs. I have Ectotron, mostly because I ended up... I mean, that was early enough that it was kind of novel. And I ended up reading the comic tie-in, and he was...
Oh yeah, the comic was good.
A big nerd, and I love big nerd Transformers. Mm. So I ended up getting him just because I liked the character.
You know, I've skipped most of them. I have the Jurassic Park T-Rex one.
Mm.
And, wait, do I have... Well, I have the Frankenstein and Dracula, which are not quite tie-ins, but are...
Close enough. But yeah, other than Gigawatt and Ectotron, I haven't, and I got Code Red because I really like Stranger Things.
I skipped that one. I didn't like how that one looked.
That one is not as well designed as this one. This one is like everyone involved is bringing their A game, like every aspect, like the helmet that looks like he's got the radio headphones on, and just every part of this toy is perfect. And like I said, it makes me feel like they need to be letting them create new characters that are just like interesting, because obviously they can do that. So yeah, that is a fun one. I will say it is a Target exclusive, which means you can also get it through Hasbro Pulse. I haven't checked to see what the stock, whether it's pre-sold out on Pulse yet or not. I will say Target. I know we hate Target. We're boycotting Target.
I boycotted Target at a couple points, but it's better than Walmart.
That's the thing, is there's, if I'm getting like,
but yeah,
you know, marinara, like a jar of marinara, it's like, where else? I mean, I can go to the actual grocery store, but I don't know what the actual grocery store's political leanings are. I'm not Walmart's not any better. I mean, I generally am not spending as much money on frivolous things as I was before. But sometimes there's stuff that you have to get, and that's just the place you can get it. So the important thing, as far as that goes, is if you use the Target app and are signed up for the Target Circle thing. Don't know if we're going to get this episode out before it expires. I think it may be good till November 17th. So we'll have to hurry, but there is a coupon in there for 25% off one toy or game item.
Yeah, so if you buy him that way, he ends up costing only $45.
Yeah, which is a lot more palatable compared to the $60. But I mean, it does, he looks about Voyager sized, and he's got the accessories and all of that. Yeah. So yeah, it looks good. I'm pulling it up on my phone. With the coupon, comes out to $45.79 total. I think you can have it shipped to the store. I have also ended up, because there was an app deal for like a free year of their Target 365 or whatever service, or 380 or whatever it's called. But I got free shipping through that. So that's, and we're coming up on the holidays, so you'll have opportunities to get it at a discount from them. And then you can feel a little less bad. I mean, I was getting a lot of exclusives through Hasbro Pulse because I had a Pulse Premium membership for a year, which I entirely got so I would be absolutely certain that I could get Death's Head. Who I think is on clearance at Big Bad Toy Store or something. But it was extremely important to me, so I got that Pulse membership, and I did end up buying a few, especially because Walmart, for one, is extremely unreliable with their exclusive pre-orders.
Yeah.
So that's really the best use of Hasbro Pulse, is just getting exclusive pre-orders from retailers that are a pain in the rear.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I know we don't love Target. I am acknowledging that we don't love Target. They have been behaving badly, but this is exclusive to them and Hasbro Pulse. And if it is a serious issue, there is still Hasbro Pulse as an option. moving on, there has also been, we actually just got an announcement that they're reissuing Nemesis and Legacy Breakdown.
I think there was other reissue announcements like after our last episode or before it, we forgot, but yes, Nemesis is back.
Yes. That's the big one. I don't know. I'm scrolling Entertainment Earth's pre-orders, and I'm not really seeing any other reissue-y stuff.
I could have sworn there was a... Oh, maybe.
But yes. So, especially... Nemesis has gotten hit pretty hard with the tariff markup stick.
Hmm.
She is going to be $240 now. Original Oof. Retail was $200. But that's still better than the nearly $500 she's going for on eBay. So, oh, yeah. So yeah, that was one they were kind of conservative about how much how big a production run they did in the first place. And yeah, I mean, the good thing is that they were able to rerun it at least. So if that one was one that you missed out on and eBay prices were too steep, it's only, air quotes, only a $40 markup. And at places like Entertainment Earth, that's expensive enough to get you free shipping.
Yeah.
Which is good, because shipping on Titans is a lot. And then Legacy Breakdown, he was a tail ender, didn't make it out to a lot of stores, so there's another chance at that. As for new stuff, there's the Optimus Prime Three Bodies Evolution.
Which was a good joke for a day. As to why?
For the old Alt Toys Transformers era fanfic, terrible fanfic people. But yes, it's the Devastation, the Deluxe Optimus Prime. They have three versions of him as examples of the production process.
Yeah, it's neat in idea, but then you see it in execution. It's like, oh, here's the gray prototype, here's the test colors, and then here's the final with paint on it. And the one with paint on it has the paint apps of three toys.
Yeah, I've heard it suggested that this is just a way to get the fully painted one that they wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah.
But were not able to at the deluxe price point.
Okay. Here's the thing. Like, I would be tempted if the middle step was random colors.
Yes, I absolutely think the middle step should be completely random test shot colors.
Yeah.
There's a... I think I showed you the picture from the flea market near me where there was a booth that had a test shot of the arc of the last Autobot arc Titan.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of colors.
Yeah, that's like crazy color. Like... Oh, that would have made this set interesting.
Yes.
As opposed to it's like, oh, here's a gray thing. Okay, gray prototype, that's kind of neat, but I don't really need it.
It's the unpainted...
Basic flat-ass colors with no paint, and then with all the paint.
Yeah.
Like, no. I mean, it'll be a nice thing on somebody's shelf or somebody's desk. But as people who have way too many Optimus Primes, I don't need three more.
Yes. Also, it's $85.
Which I guess is a good price for three of them.
It looks like it's going to be a Hasbro Pulse exclusive, though.
Eh.
So that seems like the kind of thing that's, like, extremely niche that they can just run off however many, and it's not a whole thing. Man, the deco on the painted one does look really good, though.
Yeah, but
man, I need
it's almost
to,
too much, because it is too much.
I need to play Devastation after going through all the trouble of getting a copy of it to play on my Xbox.
It's a fun, mindless game. It's what is it, Platinum Games, is it?
I believe so, yeah.
Like, they just, Bayonetta and stuff, they're good at, like, just mindless beating the shit out of things in a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of backtracking to get some things to complete things, but it's fun.
But yeah,
it's
I mean,
shiny.
That's something that would be a neat shelf display. And
speaking of displays.
Speaking of displays, so...
We have an update.
Yeah, we got an update on that Devastator luggage. And it's exactly what they said it was going to be. It is just a big, chunky piece of... chartreuse hard shell luggage. It's got a Decepticon symbol on it,
and it we see pictures of it opened up, and it has the six or five boxes of Constructicons fit inside it. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, it's the most basic. it works.
It's, yeah, it does what it says.
You can use it to transport lots of Transformers.
You can use it to transport...
I mean, I don't need it, but it's weirdly tempting.
You can use it to transport Metroplex home from BotCon. Like the the year that, I think it was Big Bad Toy Store had the new, back when it was new, Metroplex, like, airdropped to BotCon, and no one was expecting it, and several people had to go buy larger suitcases to get it home. But yeah, this is, like, legit luggage, and personally, I am a big fan of having very visually distinct suitcases, because it's easier to pick off the carousel. So this, if you don't mind that it's absolutely going to get beat up by the entire, like, suitcase transportation system.
My main question is, how is that Decepticon symbol stuck on there?
Yeah, like, how well is that adhered?
Is it just glued on there, or is it bolted on?
But it does look, it's fun.
Yeah.
They did also show the Aerial Bot set, which is pretty cute. It is basically a box reproduction of the original G1 Aerial Bot gift set.
Ah, neat.
But it has the new Aerial Bots in it. And it's got that thick, like, cutout foam that BotCon exclusives, Funpub era BotCon exclusives would come in.
I may be one of the few people... I love the thick foam.
Well, get that set.
Still have space for boxes currently, although it's getting kind of crowded.
Most
of my BotCon things are sitting under a drawing table next to me.
Also, the Optimus and Megatron set just come with an Optimus and a Megatron and an extra box that you can put them in together.
So they can kiss? You fold it or something?
I mean, that would be...
I didn't actually look at the other ones.
The other ones are boring. They're much, much less interesting than a chartreuse suitcase.
Yeah.
It's great. We have been informed... actually, I believe this was Chris McFeely posted that he had discovered that... Germany, at least, has listing for more episodes of Earthspark in early December.
Oh, mein Gott.
So, hopefully... I mean, I assume that means Paramount Plus. Man, you know what sucks? Is having to hate every company.
And every streaming service. 2025.
You know, 3 years ago, I set up a Mastodon server and wrote up the rules and was like, we're only promoting piracy for preservation purposes, stuff that's out of print. And now I'm just like, fuck it. Just don't pirate directly creator-owned stuff.
Yeah.
Because all these companies have just been terrible. So, yeah, if you still have Paramount Plus for some reason, I mean, maybe I still need access to all the Star Trek stuff.
I haven't canceled yet. I'm slowly getting through Lower Decks. Too slow is the problem.
That's fair.
Hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be done.
I am currently working my way through the 1996 X-Files spinoff series Millennium. After finding the first DVD set at a flea market. Lower Decks is a lot more fun. Millennium is, it's pretty dark.
It's real
it's
depressing.
It's pretty dire.
I think it was the second best thing that was after X-Files, though.
Is that putting the Lone Gunman as a solid third?
Yes.
I need to at least see if somebody has that up on archive.org.
I think so. For some reason, I think I looked... Oh, no, because I was looking up, like, their names, because I was doing... Wait, why the fuck?
Probably because I was talking about which one is a furry and which one cracked her egg.
Yes.
Everyone was absolute consensus that in 2025, the one in a suit would be a woman now.
Yes, definitely.
Which was great.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember any of their goddamn names.
I like the one that was like, Froakie would be a badger. I've seen his type.
Well, okay, my thing was like, yeah, the one in the suit, definitely a woman now. All of them are furries.
Yeah, they're all furries.
Well, so, what, the one with the stringy hair is a scaly. The other two are furries. He's very specific.
Yeah, that is true. That is something that I know in my heart to be true. So anyway, all the streaming companies are terrible, but Earthspark is good, and hopefully maybe, I don't know what the writing situation in the last season is, but hopefully we'll get to see it and won't just get thrown in a closet.
Here, wouldn't it be hilarious if when we finally do get to it for our podcast watch, we have to get the German version?
I was gonna say, wouldn't it be hilarious if it's only released in German?
Yeah, we or some other language. We have to get a fan sub to get read it in English.
That's rough. That's real rough.
We should, no, we're gonna forget about, we should at least do the first episode in German of season two.
Yeah.
Or season three.
That would be pretty, that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Because so anyway. I have had a year of German in high school that I mostly forgot.
I wanted to take German, and my parents were like, no, German is too hard, because I guess my dad had tried to take a year of German in college, and it was hard.
No, German.
And they were like, you should take Spanish because it was easy, because they did not understand the fundamental truth of me as a neurodivergent person, which is that anything I'm actually interested in is going to be significantly easier than anything I do not care about. Okay. Regardless of how inherently difficult or not difficult it is.
My high school, I think in like junior high, there was like a month of Spanish. I hated that. Didn't understand a goddamn thing. In high school, I wanted to take Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, you had to sign up for the language. Nobody else fucking signed up to take Japanese.
What? Oh, that wouldn't have been the case in my high school. We had a good handful of weebs.
I think...
Like, baby weebs. 90s weebs.
We had a sister school, and I think, like, they might have had Japanese, but I would have had to take a bus in the middle of the day to go over to that school to spend half the day there, and I'm not even sure that they were doing Japanese. Point was, so I settled for German, which everybody said is the easiest fucking language you can have. At least at our school. And it was. Because it's got the same, like, grammar structure, basically.
I wanted to take Japanese in community college, but the class was at night in the winter, and my parents were like, no, but there'll be black ice. Basically, my parents just being absolute cowards fucked up my entire life. The end.
Oh, shit, I don't remember if there even was Japanese in college. I knew some Japanese students in college, but I don't think they had Japanese classes. Oh.
So,
anyway,
speaking of Canada, which we were not speaking of at all.
But internationally, we went from Germany all the way around the block to Canada.
Also, I apologize for any squeaky microphone stand noises because my little tortoiseshell kitty, Madeline, is insisting on rubbing up against my mic boom.
Well, A, I'm probably going to edit it out if they're too loud, unless they're too quiet, and I might leave them in. Well, even the squeaks that just happened there.
I need her to talk to them. I need to teach my cats to talk to the mic more. They don't enough. So anyway, TFCon Toronto is going to be July 10th through 12th.
Yay! I'm not sure when they put it up. I just looked today and, oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm. I know you're probably definitely going to go. Still getting my finances together and would have to figure out a cat sitting situation, so I'm a maybe.
Okay, the cat sitting is more of a thing, but you've been there for a year. I understand you couldn't go this year, but next year, one of these freaking years, I want all three of us from the podcast to meet in Toronto.
Oh, look at there.
Although the last 2 years the problem's been Rob, like he's had other things come up, like cat sitting or dog sitting,
we'll get it worked out. We'll get it worked out.
Yes.
I'll see how I feel about crossing the border at that point. But
No, that's maybe. The thing. I want to cross the border to get the fuck out of America for a
week.
Well,
yes, but then I have to get back in.
Yes, that is the bad part.
And, yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, the convention in July.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to people talking about the TFCon in Chicago, and I'm just... it's like...
Yeah.
The best. Uh-huh. It's the best.
Very much
so we will start off with our normal licensing theater.
Oh, yes.
With fairly straightforward licensing things before we get to the big one.
How are we at a half an hour already? What the fuck?
Because that's like I said. That's just how it happens.
Yeah.
So they're micro machines. Mm. We did already have some little micro machines. I know there was a Trax at some point who came with a set, but it looks like we're getting some more ones. They're mostly movie-based, though, so.
Yeah.
YMMV, as they used to say on the internet. Also, I guess there are some movie-oriented things here, but Blockies is doing little cars. I guess they're 1/64th scale. They're kits.
Yeah.
But they're little cars, and most excitingly, they do have some IDW ones. They have Rodimus, and they have a Swerve, and Swerve comes with his My First Blaster.
Yeah.
That just, like, mounts on top of his car mode, because it's entirely car mode, because that's the whole thing. So that is really cool. And there's a Hound and a Swindle, because I guess they could do repaints there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a really fun little thing. I am kind of sick of blind box things, but...
Yes, but...
Little car modes are a lot of fun.
My First Blaster, which is of course going to be compatible with the eventual, like, Swerve robot mode.
Hopefully. Yeah, so that is neat that they're continuing to do just weird and different stuff, especially since, you know, it seems like a lot of not interesting stuff is going on.
Hmm.
Also, I guess you're just posting that Yolo Park has a Hound because I like Hound. Why is he transparent?
Yeah, that is weird. Like, Yolo Park's
Why
making,
do people
like,
keep making Hound transparent?
G1, like, their model kit thing, easy put the guys together, but... I don't know why he's transparent.
Do holograms, but his holograms are not generally transparent.
No. No, that's a Mirage thing, so I don't know why.
Yeah, being transparent is more of a Mirage thing, except that's real self.
It looks like they're actually doing both, like, presumably the transparent one is a Chase, and of course you'll pick up the Chase.
I just want regular things. I've got two Chase Blockies. That's so many Chases. But yeah, I mean, I do need... I've been on a quest to get, like, a really good posable Hound that I can take photos of at a campsite and stuff. So
that's the main reason I pointed it out, because it's like, oh, it's a little posable Hound.
Yes.
And
why is there a clear one? The Jazz does look really nice. The Rodimus Prime looks really nice. I mean, the Yolo Park, I got the Yolo Park. Somebody sent me the Transformers 1 D16 off my wish list, and it's a very solid little figure. It's a really good figure. Though it makes sense that he doesn't transform, because he didn't transform yet. But yeah, the Hound looks good. I will keep an eye out for that. So, the big, ridiculous licensing thing. I guess we'll try to not make this an entire discussion-length segment.
No.
So, there's that super expensive... And now I forgot to put a link to it in the notes, and now I gotta look it up real quick.
Yeah, it was $4,000 or something nuts?
Yeah, it was just absolutely...
Googly bonkers.
Absurd. Basically, it's money laundering amounts of money.
Yes.
Like, this is definitely just people doing some money laundering.
Yes, because it was clearly just cheap 3D models they found, slapped together badly, clipping into the models.
Oh, I don't think they even, like, found them. I think they just asked ChatGPT to, or whatever.
Oh, possibly, yeah. Because, like, the sound wave is the most obviously
Yeah,
horrible.
If you look at the sound wave from any angle except front on, it, like, he's got part of Megatron's cannon on his arm and then the other part on his shoulder.
Yeah, but it's missing the middle part that connects to him, like, so it's only the back end of the front end. It's just stuck on his shoulder and his forearm. It's nuts. Oh, and they're solid colors except for a little bit of, like, cartoon text glued on them.
Well, no, it's comic book panels.
Whatever, but it... I'm not sure.
I mean,
if it's
that
really,
would be...
It's probably ChatGPT comic book.
That would
panels.
Be kind of cool as an art thing if...
I mean, in
the
theory,
rest
yes.
of the entire thing was not just absolutely absurd.
If it was at all thought out and looked good.
Yeah,
it
which...
It looks... So horrible. It looks so cheap, and they're asking thousands of dollars for these ugly things.
Here we go. It's Mbilia Studios. They are doing Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron, Starscream, and Soundwave.
And they have not done anything else previously.
Also, apparently, they say they're headquartered in Dubai, but some people have done some sleuthing, and they're actually in Singapore?
I'm not sure if that might actually be better.
It's, either way, it's extremely, like...
Real sketchy.
Sketchy. Everything about it is sketchy. All of the art that they've used to promote it, like on Instagram, has been AI-generated.
Yes, AI-generated animation shit. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it does really look like they just asked... generative art program to make the models, because
there's no way this can be official.
Yeah, like Soundwave has his little like battery canister kind of gun thing on his shoulder, but then like you said, it's like he has Megatron's arm cannon, like the front of it on his arm and the back of it on his shoulder, and it's disconnected. And it is just, like...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, these... And they just look like they're PVC or something. Mm. But they're $3,800.
Yeah, no.
They just... It's money laundering. Honestly, the most amazing part of this is just... The most unbelievable part of this is just that it is seemingly licensed...
How?
Which is kind of like, Chris Cox, you okay?
How? Who?
Yeah,
who had,
I mean, it does say on the website that is an officially licensed Hasbro product.
I still don't believe that.
Limited to 100 pieces per character.
And I think it was the next day or the day after, someone put out a 3D render you can download to print your own.
That's very NFT coded there.
I think they gave out for free. Or it was like only $5 or something.
That's very NFT like there. But yeah, that's
my apes.
Is this just that someone in this sketchy money laundering operation knows somebody involved in licensing with Hasbro?
Maybe
like Asia?
I mean, if this is
I don't
at
know
all
if
legal.
I don't know if Dubai counts as, like, the Hasbro Asia market, or if it's a different segment for that part of Asia. But, I mean, we have one friend who lives in Dubai, I guess we could ask him, but I don't know how much he'd know. But, yeah, it's... I mean, maybe
well,
just...
Considering all the pictures he posts of bootleg toys, maybe.
Yeah. But, I do just... I don't care for Chris Cox.
No.
And I do kind of wonder if this is just an example of them handing out the license to anyone who will give them some money. But it could also be that it's someone who just has connections with some of the, like, Hasbro sub, like, regional areas.
Possibly. It's just so confusing.
So yeah, it's they're bad, and it's obviously some. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's a scam in the sense that you won't get the thing. But I will say that it definitely looks like, I mean, a lot of the weird, like, big ticket art stuff that you hear about that makes the news for being absurd.
Yeah.
Like the person who spent all that money for a banana tape to the wall.
Well, yeah, that it's ridiculous, but it actually exists.
That's money laundering, though.
Yeah.
That's money laundering.
Yeah.
There's a lot of art sales that are just money laundering.
Well, so, spoilers, art has always had ties to criminality.
Well, yes. So this definitely, especially the fact that they say they're based in Dubai, but they seem to actually be just based in Singapore, is extremely like, oh, this is money. This is probably how people who have, like, stolen crypto assets move stuff into real money, you know? Mm. So, yeah. I mean, it's not even like I'm going to say don't buy this, because it's $3,800. Nobody's going to buy that.
Nobody's going to buy it to begin with.
I mean, no, definitely some people are going to buy it, because they're money laundering.
Yeah, like, 10 idiots, but they're not 10 idiots that we know.
I don't know, man. I might have to talk to my least favorite coworker, the one who got real awkward when we were making fun of Bored Apes.
Oh.
I might have to show it to him and see if, like, in several months from now, he just brings one in with him when he knows we're overlapping on a shift.
Mm.
He has very well-off parents, so his employment is not his sole income.
Okay, so I'd almost tell you to encourage him specifically to get one just to see what shows up.
Yeah, that's, man, I might have to, I'd call it a psyop, but he's not, like, it doesn't require enough, like, a high level of manipulation. You can manipulate him with real basic stuff.
Yeah, look at this expensive stuff. No one's going to be able to afford to buy this.
This is so cool, but man, I can't buy this. I can't afford that. Yeah, that's pretty much all it would take.
Anyway,
that we'll follow up on that later. So what's shipping right now? Well, if you get anything at GameStop that came out before the markups, you can still get it at the pre-markup price, so that's nice. I dropped by, sadly, the GameStop in my town just closed, which is sad, because I got my Switch 2 there.
Oh, I haven't gone to GameStop in a while.
Well, that's why they're closing.
Yeah, I know. Well, because, yeah, I buy, like, most of the games I buy are on Steam, so there's no physical thing, and the rest I lately have just been Switch games that I buy online.
Mostly I've been going, like, when I stop in there, it's to see what Transformers stuff they have in, because sometimes they would get selects and stuff in the store.
Mine don't.
I got the Siege Jetfire reissue through them just because the lady manager talked me into it, because I'm a sucker. And I did want that Jetfire. But, yeah, you can do Transformers pre-orders, especially for, like, the bigger ticket ones, and just have it shipped to the store. But, yeah, I was going there. I did get my Switch 2 there, and I've gotten occasional games there, but mostly I was just going there for toys. But I went to the one in the mall that has the FYE, which is a thing that still exists. And they had Alpha Trion still at the $35. So I picked up the God of Write That Shit Down. the God of unnecessarily fancy pens and journals. So yeah, if you're looking for him or anything else pre-markup, go ahead and grab them there, because the way they have their prices set, I mean, I did see an Alpha Trion on the shelf at Walmart above the $42 tag, but I didn't actually, like, scan it and see if it was actually $42. I was just assuming that all the Voyagers, regardless of when they showed up. But yeah, that's if you want to pick anything up before it's ridiculous, GameStop's worth checking out. And they're just, they do get stuff in at a pretty good rate. Not a lot of it, but it's worth ducking into if you're at the mall going to FYE for overpriced blockies. I guess also it's worth mentioning for shipping that if anyone is in the vicinity of an FYE or is aware that those still exist, they have a bunch of the Blockies Classic class. They had the Megatronus.
Oh, I didn't even think about looking there for Blockies. New. Okay, I have to go to GameStop.
So this, oh no, I mean FYE.
Oh, FYE. Sorry, brain. Yes.
Which you may or may not still have at your mall.
I think it might have closed in the mall.
Well, it's worth looking up if you think you might want to get some classic class blockies, but if you want the smaller blockies, they're literally like double what anyone else wants for them. But the classic class stuff is only like $5 more than retail, which isn't so bad. Wave 2 of Swapticons with the Ravage 2 bodies evolution, because we are once again ducking back to ATT era jokes. But yeah, the Wave 2 of Swapticons, very exciting. I mean, they seem, somebody seems to be buying them. I assume kids are buying them. They do, their faces are very like, they seem like the same art people who were doing BotBots. They do have fun designs.
Well, if their website is to be believed, Five Below, Five Guys, Gifts and Giggles, there's no FYE.
Oh, that's a shame.
The Five Guys could have gotten
some overpriced blockies. Everything at FYE is absurdly overpriced, and I don't know how they stay in business. I assume possibly it's like the Burger Kings back in Columbus. But yeah, I assume that they sell things to people who don't realize that Target has a toy section back by the electronics if you really needed that Night of the Living Dead action figure for a reasonable price. So, yeah. If you are in the vicinity of a surviving mall and it has a surviving FYE, it's worth checking there for blockies.
And you can afford them. Maybe you can hire some toys. Wait.
Yes. So you wanted to mention this Mosa Storm thing, which is not a Transformer, but it's part of that growing, like, other companies doing things that are sort of Transformers-esque.
Yes, other companies, mostly Korean companies, doing other things. Like, what's the other one that was recently available? Oh, the Metal Card Bots, which you could have ordered and now probably can't. They're probably all sold out. Which aren't coming out until, like, January or something.
I can't with the faces. I can't with the Lightning McQueen faces.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, there's another line that I forget how I even freaking found. It must have been posted in some other Discord of, what is that actually called? What's the toy line called? I have to find the box. What is it? Oh, Quantum Heroes Dino Stir. Never heard of it before. Has a cartoon, which there's episodes up on YouTube, which never would have noticed. But anyway, I looked at them because it was like pictures of like, oh, dinosaur themed sort of Transformer things. There was like an Optimus colored thing that is a truck with wings, like the top's red, the bottom's blue. It's like, oh, it's Optimus. And then Mosa Storm, which is all purple. And, like, it's a robot mode, sort of a tank mode without a turret. It's like no offensive guns. It's got drills on it. And you...
Oh, no. Drill tank.
You parts form other bits on to turn it into sort of a Mosasaur if you squint.
I mean, I do like Mosasaurs.
And it was like, it's purple, it looks weird... And I was just in a mood that, well, because I'm waiting on the metal card bot that I ordered to arrive, it's like, fuck it, it's $40. I'll buy this thing. It's a purple monster thing. I got it. oh my god, the box is so huge. It's like more than a foot tall. It's a really gorgeous box, to be honest. Like, it's almost a work of art. It's shiny. It's got different textures on the printing. It's neat. And then I open it. I take the damn thing out, and I have transformed this thing so many times since I got it. It is my favorite transforming toy I have gotten in 2025. I love this thing. Go onto Amazon, buy it. It has dropped in price. It's only $37 right now. Buy it. It is.
That's cheaper than a Voyager now.
Okay, here's the thing. It's the complexity of a Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
It's the price of a Voyager. It's as tall as a Leader class.
Mm-hmm.
I love the. As I said, the Mosasaur mode is just parts forming some flippers and a tail and a head onto it. So it doesn't look that great. But the robot mode is, I fucking love this thing. She's amazing. She's like the most perfect Transformer I've gotten this entire year. And she's not a Transformer. It's just massive.
All these random other Korean companies are just going to eat Hasbro's lunch.
Well, because like the metal cardbot, I previously got the galleon ship Black Hook a year ago or so. I think it was just over $50 with shipping, and it's kind of cheaper than this. It's like about what I expected. It's like, okay, it sort of transforms. It doesn't hide the head at all. The arms just sort of fold away, and you can see them on the back of the boat. It's fine. It didn't impress. This Mosasaur impresses the hell out of me. It's so good. Like, the tank mode is sort of this high-tech Cybertronian thing. Oh, hey, that fits in with Transformers perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not trying to be a real-world vehicle. It's very Cybertronian. It's got good clicky joints. It's so nice. It's so fun. I need to damn... I'm half tempted to stick with Mosasaur because I can't think of a better thing. But in my brain, it's like, oh, this is a new version of Stryker. It's a big purple monster.
Big chunky.
Who transforms into a tank.
Tanky thing.
It's a half track. It backwards though, because like the treads are on its arms that become the front of the vehicle, and its legs have four tires that are the back of the vehicle. It's like there's no half track that exists like that. That's nonsense. But it's posable. It's fun to transform. It's easy to transform. It's got 5mm peg holes, so you could give it lots of Transformers things. The only real disappointing thing is, aside from the parts forming, but the parts come off, and you can almost make a sea scorpion kind of monster out of it, except you can't attach the head to the tail.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have an old Bemog part that I got from Trent, which kind of connects the two of them together to make a little sea scorpion monster.
Nice.
So if you have the right excess parts, you can make a little friend for your robot. But like, it's under $40 now on Amazon. Real easy to get. It'll ship real quick. Go buy it. Just buy this wacky thing and have fun. She is my number one desk toy. It's just so clicky, so easy to transform. I have fallen in love with a toy line.
Nice.
I have bought the Optimus Prime looking thing today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to love it as much as this, but even if it's half as much fun, it's like, it'll be good. None of the other toys they have look as good because they're like shirt pants kind of things, but sort of simpler toys.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Mosasaur is like one whole thing.
Neat.
It's fun.
All right. So, we are going to
have a short topic, maybe?
Have a short topic, I guess. We're going to try
After I've just ranted for 5 minutes?
Let's see. Let's see what we can do. So I think we are both caught up on Void Rivals now.
Yes.
So how are you feeling about Void Rivals?
Oh my god, I love it. Well, okay, here's the story. I've gotten some random issues of like the first year of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was missing things, like I had like half of them. But slowly, lately I've been like amassing from, I think it's issue 14 up to 24, maybe it was 13, whatever. It's like a sequential run of like the second year, most of the second year. And I kept meaning to get around to reading it, And then the power went out one day.
So you had time.
And I didn't have anything fucking else to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat in the dark with a lantern hanging from the ceiling, a solar-powered lantern,
because
it had stored up during the day, so I stuck it in there. And I read through the issues. Well, I read through most of them. There was like three left by the time the power came back on. And, oh my god, I love Void Rivals.
It's good!
It is better than Transformers.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how that continues once... Like I said, I told you I was happy to have Robert Kirkman doing the main book because I liked what he had done with Void Rivals. So, yeah, it's good. It's just like... It's weird, and it's weird in that very season three kind of way.
Which yeah, it's got a very like the sci-fi feel, like I kind of like in things this space opera that doesn't take itself too seriously, but it does take itself really seriously in concept. It's
just
like the main conflict is like there's three different levels going on, and I'm not sure who's right.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah, it's, you know, not simplistic, but it's, I don't know, it's good-natured. Like, I was, you know, talking about how a lot of Kirkman stuff previously has been pretty dark, but I don't feel like that's what he wants to do with Transformers.
Yeah, no.
But, like, the stuff with the Skuxoid.
Oh my god, like... Especially the issue that's just him.
Yeah.
And the many hymns. And then when I got... Because I think that might have been the last one I read the night the power went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the next issue, and it's like, wait a minute, there's scenes missing. There should have been scenes happening, but Skuxoid took over the entire issue.
No, nope,
we
he
missed
just
shit.
Took over. They needed write about Skuxoid for an entire issue, and
yes,
it was great.
And made him so lovable. It's weird.
Just
Skuxoid, of all random third season characters. Like, the only more random character would be that little lizard, was it Slizardo or something, who could barely speak English?
Yes, Slizardo, who hung out with Devcon.
Yeah.
Just like, and Darek and Solila are good, interesting characters who have their own...
The androids! Because they have different personalities.
And it's just... It's good because it's this thing that's just, like, also going on in a way that ties into Transformers, but, like... Like I said, it's very, like, the sort of weird season three, like, Face of the Ninjika and that kind of stuff that was a lot of fun back in the day, where it got really interesting. And, you know, I don't want to spoil too much if people haven't caught up with it, but it's definitely worth, you know, pick up the trades. The trades are coming out.
Yes.
I've actually been double dipping on these, and I should probably also double dip on G.I. Joe, just to have what I call reading copies. So when I get around to rereading it, I don't have to dig out all the single issues. I just have trades to read from. But yeah, all the stuff that they're doing with, I'm getting tired and my brain is just going bzz, the Prime, what's her name, Zerda Prime?
Zerda, yeah.
Yeah, Zerda Prime, in the core of the world, and Goliant being trapped in there, and Yeah, it's just... Yes, and all this...
I love Goliant, however you pronounce
Goliant,
it.
Like... I was thinking Goliant, but I guess it's a text-based medium, so...
It's hard to tell. I love that, like, it's like, what if Unicron shaped like Batman, only bigger?
And I like, you know, how Springer and Hot Rod are there, just guys.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Oh, the parachute scene was so good. Triangle parachute.
Yes, where Hot Rod is glad to see that anyone they shoot down is parachuting out because, you know, he wants to help with the battle, but he'd feel bad about hurting people. Just the vibes. The vibes are very good.
It's fun. It's serious. It's silly. All at once, it works.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, just based on Void Rivals, I was pretty optimistic about having Kirkman take over on the main book.
Oh, yeah.
So I think next time we're probably going to talk about the first two issues
of the new run. Yeah,
the new run.
I have the first issue of the new run. I just didn't get to read it. Because I read Void Rivals, the most recent one I got first.
Yeah, it is a really good series, and it's really neat to have it be like a Transformers book, but not. Because it's not really about them in the way that Transformers stories tend to be about them. It's just... stuff that's going on that, I mean, Zerda Prime is, of course, you know, a prime.
The driving force.
Yeah, but it's not just the stuff that we've already been seeing. It's not the same old stuff.
Yeah.
It's a really neat, different kind of thing, and I've really been enjoying it, and I'm glad you got to catch up with it.
Oh, yeah.
Skuxoid Man.
Yeah,
Who would have thought to just...
Hasbro Skuxoid action figure.
Yes. Well, we got the Derek and Solila in the...
But they're like...
San Diego
they're
set.
They're half-existing parts, aren't they?
They are, like, G.I. Joe parts, which is not a huge surprise.
Yeah, Skuxoid would have to be all new.
Yes. But
admittedly, he doesn't have to have much articulation. Just give him arms and neck.
Yeah, he can be the classic 5 points of articulation. But yeah, it's a good series. I think anybody who's passed on it just because it wasn't like the Transformers book, it's definitely worth getting the trades.
But it's really good. Space opera-y stuff.
Yes, it's fun, like, big space drama stuff. It's good stuff. I'm glad that we have new interesting things, and it's not just everything trying to revisit 1984.
Yeah.
Even if it is kind of just trying to revisit 1987. I mean, part of the fun of season 3 was that they had some, like, legit sci-fi writers show up and do things like, you know, Web World and crazy stuff. So this is a legit comic writer showing up and playing in that spacey sandbox. So it's very much in that same spirit. All right, so I think it's time to call it an episode.
Yeah.
See, we ran...
Another long episode. God
just over an hour. Yeah, the original idea
was
to... I was
thinking this would be like 45 minutes, but
Yeah.
Long intro.
There's always stuff to talk about.
Buy my Mosa Storm.
Well, it's not yours.
No, but I'm promoting it.
Somebody should go buy that comic book I put on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can go to TFCon.
Instead of buying a statue.
Oh, God, yeah.
you can look it up. It's under Autobot Trickster. It's a lot. I need money badly.
Although I can imagine, like, as soon as somebody buys those $4,000 things to post a picture online, everyone's going to shame them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they keep it to their own, like... I mean, I assume that no one in the fandom is going to be buying those. That's going to be for the people who are, like, the real... I mean, I'm not going to be too critical of people who are that extremely surface-level kind of fans, because there are things that I am fans of like that. That I'm, like, yeah. That surface-level, like, I vibe with this character, but have not really read very many stories they're in.
I don't mind people buying, like, Funko Pops of Transformers or whatever, but this is $4,000
almost.
It's so
much. It's so much.
With shipping, it probably is $4,000.
Yeah, I do think I need to start a campaign to try to manipulate my least favorite coworker into buying one, though. That would be great. Anyway, we're going to call it an episode. So... that is it for this time. We will be back probably after we wake up from our turkey naps after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
So until then, this has been Jen.
You can put an alligator Mosasaur head on the front of a tank. Bye, Mosastorm. I'm David.
I have the lines doing the line thing.
The lines are doing
the thing. Here we go.
Things.
I'll move the mic a little closer. La 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 la. All right, are we ready?
About as good as we're going to get. Let's go.
Okay, go ahead and jump in here.
Well, maybe my lines are kind of small, but.
Yeah, mine are
too big.
Wait, I'm going to get a
compressor. We'll fix it anyway.
I'm going to get a sip of water. Delicious water.
Oh, and we're going to have Does the Dog Die on this week's Monster Don? Yes, it does.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, it is about a giant alligator. That's kind of a thing they do. It's a thing they're known for.
Yeah, but apparently it starts out in the movie, and that just makes me think, oh, wait, the movie that I got taken off the list started that way, too. Although, oh, I forget what the fuck that was called. Because it was some scuzzy lizard movie. But they used actual dog corpses in that one. I don't think alligator does that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good old 1970s.
Uh-huh.
Why was everything so bad in this? Like, I think it was... I was watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I finally was brave enough to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I was like, I mean, I know it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but even with, like, the protagonists, I was like, man, I kind of understand why people voted for Reagan now.
Huh.
But yeah. I mean, also, all the stuff that we watched that it was made in the 70s, just everyone is just scuzzy.
Yeah.
It's like, things seem like the 70s. It seems like the 70s just had bad vibes. And I don't know, maybe it's Vietnam. But, yeah, I was watching that and I was like, I can kind of see why people voted for Reagan. He was terrible. He ruined a lot of things. Yeah. But I could see why people were largely dissatisfied with the state of the nation and our culture. And it was a good movie, but hippies, man. Hippies.
Yes, hippies ruined it. Hippies and boomers.
Yes. Well, that's the same thing. Not entirely, but... Oh, man.
There's a massive overlap.
Boomers truly were the worst. All right. Ready to go?
Yes, except in the background scrolling, trying to find out that stupid movie I got rid of off the list. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, let's go.
Okay.